Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, praise the Lord. It's a blessing and a privilege to be here once again to talk about Jesus. Is that good? I don't know about you, but when somebody asks me to talk about Jesus, I'm ready. And it's so weird because I was trying to prepare or think about a sermon, you know, to give today. But the Lord said this was the weirdest preparation time. I didn't have time to really dive deep. The Lord said, I am going to pull out of you what I have already poured in. So, man, I am excited to see what He's going to do. You know, my wife said, why you always go back and listen to your recordings? Because I want to see what God doing. Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying half the time up here. But I know the Spirit is working and always praying. This is what we're about to do now. Let's just pray. Father God, it's once again that we come, Lord God, sitting in anticipation to hear from you. Lord God, we ask right now that I decrease and you increase. Lord, we pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. And we'll be so careful to thank you. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I won't be before you long. I just want to look at Matthew chapter 4. And we're going to read 1 through 11. Matthew chapter 4, 1 through 11. And it actually ties into what Dub was talking about. So I'll read it this. Read it. Here it goes. Okay, Matthew chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 1 through 11. And there are like four different parallels to this. And I'll just briefly give you. We don't have time to dive deeply into all of them. So I would like to title this message, Love the Word of God.
That's good.
Love the Word of God. And you're going to find out why I titled that, because as you're reading it here, you're going to see why I say love the Word of God. And it reads as this way. It says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Wow, man, I'm telling you. That's good stuff. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city. Now, you got to understand what city it was. It was the holy one. The holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. I mean, he was at the top. And saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God. Now, he's questioning who he is here. Cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus saith unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up. He always liked to go high now. Taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And listen to what he said. And he saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And listen to Jesus' response. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Wow! Did you see that battle going on there?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.